USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. China condemns the U.S. military's downing of a suspected surveillance balloon off the South Carolina coast. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said it, quote, strongly disapproves and protests the U.S. attack on a civilian unmanned airship. The South China Post quoted the ministry as calling it an overreaction, adding that Beijing reserves the right to respond as necessary. U.S. military working to recover debris off the coast of South Carolina. The Navy and Coast Guard have set up a perimeter around where the balloon fell in the Atlantic Ocean. Officials expect the search will be fairly easy since the debris came down about 6 miles off the coast in less than 50 feet of water. Loved ones remember the life of Tyree Nichols in Sacramento, where he spent most of his life before moving to Memphis in 2020. Nichols was beaten to death by Memphis police officers following a traffic stop last month. An indoor skate park where he used to skate hosted a celebration of life. Nichols' mother said skateboarding brought joy to her son.
He always said he was free when he was on that board. He just felt free. He didn't worry about anything.
Five Memphis officers are charged with murder and another has been fired. A massive train derailment in eastern Ohio sparked an inferno that continues to burn. The NTSB's Michael Graham says more than 50 cars were involved, some carrying vinyl chloride.
20 of which contain hazardous materials. At this time, we are unaware of any injuries to the train crew, first responders, or members of the community.
People living within a mile of the tracks have been evacuated or told to shelter in place. Still frigid cold temperatures across the Northeast, although it's not expected to be as cold. But don't tell New Hampshire, they've been experiencing wind chills of negative 109 degrees. The Powerball jackpot is now worth $747 million after no one picked all six numbers in last night's drawing. The next game is Monday night. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Family and friends of Tyree Nichols gathered in Sacramento on Saturday to remember his life. His mother, Rovon Wells, says the fact that she was not there for her son has been hard for her.
The one thing that really is bothering me right now is the fact that my son was calling my name and I wasn't there. I didn't hear him to protect him from those. I'm not going to say what I want to say.
An indoor skate park where Nichols used to skate was turned into a celebration of life. Family members flying in for the event with photos of Nichols projected on the walls. He spent most of his life in the city before moving to Memphis in 2020. Five Memphis police officers have been charged with his murder during a traffic stop. Some of Southwest Airlines' top brass are going to be in the hot seat this week.
Southwest Airlines Chief Operating Officer Andrew Watterson will sit down before a congressional committee Thursday to testify about the airline's holiday meltdown that caused thousands of flights to be canceled and stranded travelers all over the United States. The president of Southwest Airlines Pilots Association will also testify. The Senate Commerce Committee says the hearing is aimed at strengthening airline operations and consumer protections. I'm John Schaefer.
The stars are set to shine for music's biggest night, the 65th Annual Grammy Awards, taking place later this evening in Los Angeles. Beyoncé leading the field with 9 nominations, including one for Album of the Year. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.